This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Chief Minister of Gandaki Province seeking vote of confidence in Provincial Assembly today. Seven people believed to have gone missing from Jaljala Highland in Jajarkot found safe. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un prepared for dialogue and confrontation with the United States. Now, the news in detail. Newly appointed Chief Minister of Gandaki Province, Krishna Chandra Nepali Pokhrel, is taking a vote of confidence today. Chief Minister Pokhrel is taking a vote of confidence in the Province Assembly meeting today. Pokhrel, a Congress Parliamentary Party leader, has claimed to have a majority in the Provincial Assembly and was appointed as the Chief Minister by Province Chief Chita Paudel on June 13. Seven people who were believed to have gone missing from the Jaljala Highlands in Jajarkot are found safe. They had gone to the alpine meadow in Jaljala on Tuesday to graze their livestock. Deputy Superintendent of Police Madhu Kumar Thapa said police were searching for them with the help of locals and they were found this morning. They looked physically weak due to hunger and cold and were given primary treatment, food and other care. The air service linking Humla district with other district has been disrupted for the last 5 days. Flights to and from the district could not take place due to the incessant rain in Humla for past few days. The private airlines, which had been operating regular flights from Nepalganj and Surkhet even during the prohibitory order, suspended their flights due to the unfavorable weather. The Simkot Airport office said the flights had to be suspended due to incessant rainfall. Water level has risen in Mahakali River due to incessant rainfall. The district administration office, Darchula, has urged all to remain alert, citing the increased water level in Mahakali River. The water flow in Mahakali River has reached 5.8 meters this morning and has breached the under-construction embankment at Bangabagad area in Khalanga. The administration has urged the Darchula folks to adopt precaution and stay alert as there was a possibility of flood in and around Mahakali River area and other rivulets of the district. Additional two corona-related deaths have been reported in Banke district. According to District COVID Crisis Management Center's focal person Tezoli, two more deaths have been confirmed in Nepalganj-based Veri Hospital. The weather is predicted to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Province 1 and Bagmati Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has said his country needs to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation with the United States and especially to get fully prepared for confrontation. This marks the first time Mr. Kim has directly commented on President Biden's administration. North Korea had earlier snubbed efforts by the US government to establish diplomatic communication. Mr. Kim was speaking at the meeting of senior leaders in Pyongyang. China has launched three astronauts into orbit to begin occupation of its country's new space station. The three men are to spend 3 months aboard the Tianhe module, some 380 kilometers above the Earth. It will be China's longest crewed space mission and the first in nearly 5 years. The crew successfully docked with the space station just over 7 hours after the launch. The launch and subsequent mission are another demonstration of China's growing confidence and capability in the space domain. In the past 6 months, the country has returned rock and soil samples to Earth from the surface of the Moon and landed a six-wheeled robot on Mars, both highly complex and challenging endeavors. The state of emergency in Tokyo is to be lifted 5 weeks before the start of the Olympic Games. Emergency COVID-19 restrictions have been in place in Japan's capital and other prefectures since April late April amid a surge in infections, but will be lifted on Sunday. However, some quasi-emergency measures will remain in some areas, including Tokyo, until 11th July. These include limited spectator numbers at big events. There are fears that the games may trigger a surge in coronavirus infection. As a result, Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga has encouraged the Japanese public to watch the games on television rather than attending events in person. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Chief Minister of Gandaki Province seeking vote of confidence in Provincial Assembly today. 7 people believed to have gone missing from Jaljala Highland in Jajarkot found safe. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un prepared for dialogue and confrontation with the United States. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.